Now then, leaving clashing ash, brawn, and muscle and brass made to oust earthenborn and rock crystal to wreck isinglass, but worming along gradually for our savings back towards mother waters so many miles from bank and Dublin stone, Olympiading even till the 11th dynasty to reach that 32nd Hamlaw, and to the question of Bonies unlawfully obtaining a pierced paraphan and claptrap fire guard, there crops out the still more salient point of the politish leanings and town pursuits of our forebear, El Don de Dunnelly, may his sick ship thick stick in the bottle of the river and all his cruiser stock locked in the burl of the seas, who, when within the black of your toenail, sir, of being mistakenly ambushed by one of the Udavedas, and as close as made no matter, ma'am, to being coyoed off hard when the Huguenot heckler with the Peter the Painter wanted to hole him, was consistently practicing the first of the primary and imperceptible liberties of the Pacific subject by circulating, be British boys, to your belly bone and chuck a chum a chance. Alongst one of our unprohibited cemetery through farts, open to buggy and bike, to walk Wellington Park Road with the curb or Quaker's quack nostrum under his oxter, and his alpenstock in his red hand, a highly commendable exercise, or number two of our acta legitima plebia, on the brink, beware to balk a man at his will, of taking place upon a public seat, to what, bear by butts, most easterly, but all goes west, of Blackpool bridges, and of the public protest and natural-like vice, without intent to annoy either, being praised good thankfully for the bereaved ring-dove, and the fear-stunning boa constrictor, and all the more right jolly well pleased, which he was, at having other people's weather.